And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Bernadette Dunn, a clinical instructor of physical medicine and rehabilitation, will talk about what friends and family can do to be helpful to someone who is hospitalized after a stroke.
One of the most important things that friends and family that are very close to the patient and are going to be involved in some of the care of the patient at home can do for the patient is to come and attend some of the therapy sessions that the patient's involved in during their rehab stay. They can see what the therapists are doing with that patient and have a clue how to help that person during the rest of the day when the therapists are not there. Often, too, the therapists will give them some homework, per se, that will allow them to carry on some of the exercises that the patient's doing during the off hours of therapy during the day. For those that are not as closely related to the patient, that won't be involved in the care of the patient after the rehab stay, one of the most important things that friends and family can do is just be connected to the patient and the person that's going to be their caregiver. Caregiver burnout is a very important issue, and just to be supportive and ask, what do you need? I think that's one of the most important things. When family and patient or a friend see a patient on the rehab unit, stop in and talk with the nurse that's caring for the patient. Make sure that if you're bringing anything to the patient, particularly in terms of food or drink, that that person doesn't have any swallowing issues or any problems that you need to be aware of, and if there are any restrictions to the things that you can bring into the patient. But otherwise, just being supportive and being there is one of the most important things that you can do for a person involved in rehab after stroke.